Yeah, you know, apart from this morale boosting tour of formation and units fighting the Boko Haram terrorists, we remember recently we established a military command and control center in Maiduguri and Yola. He went there to see things for himself and also went to the front line, precisely Ulka, Goza, and Mubi to interact with the troops and with them well. Principally, he also commended their effort for turning the tide against Boko Haram terrorists.
With the latest meeting between the president hosting other regional leaders in the region with setting up of a joint force that will be led by Nigeria, how does this new initiative help with the fight against Boko Haram?
Certainly, it is going to help tremendously because it's assisting the fight because, you know, there is a collective determined kind of resolve to deal decisively with the Boko Haram terrorists. So definitely it is going to impact positively on the fight against terrorism and insurgency, not only in Nigeria, but in the sub-region.
What about reports of new weapons being given to these troops fighting Boko Haram? What about these new equipment?
Yeah, Peter, you guys, you just want to know the secret of the Nigerian military that was being humiliated by Rastak terrorists and suddenly we turned the tide against them. You want us to start talking about the secret about that? Well, I will not be lured into that answer yet. But at the appropriate time, we will tell you, you know, what really motivated the troops to fight back and reclaim all the lost territories and promise Nigerians and the world never again will any terrorists be allowed to hold ground.
So far, how has been the response of these soldiers fighting Boko Haram following the visit of the Army Chief of Staff, as well as what the president is doing by convening a meeting of regional leaders about this fight against Boko Haram? How have they responded so far?
It is wonderful. They were very, very pleased, and they expressed happiness and you know, gratitude for the visit. And of course, the Chief of Army Staff used the opportunity to, on behalf of the officers and soldiers of the Nigerian Army, and indeed Nigerians, to commend them for their, you know, bravery, valor, and sacrifice too. They realized somehow the world is with them. Nigerian society is with them. So it brought about renewed ego and energy. It was overwhelming, really.
How has been the cooperation of ordinary civilians in terms of giving actionable intelligence for these troops to work on in the fight against Boko Haram in these areas?
Yeah, really, it is very, very commendable, even though there is still room for improvement. For instance, you know, there's most of the areas we have visited, they are at the fringes of Sambisa Forest. Because of the intense pressure of military operations, some of these terrorists are sneaking into, you know, town. And the civilian populace, they realize that the fight against terrorism and insurgency is a collective responsibility, so they have been responding positively with credible and timely information. In fact, somewhere, the community, some of them have decided to volunteer to assist the military with able-bodied people that assist with the credible intelligence and, of course, the state government. So it is really, really very encouraging, even though we need more of such collaboration, understanding, and security consciousness among the people.